WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, fellow humans. This is Madison Lane, and welcome back to The Stoic Way, where we dive deep into ancient wisdom and find practical ways to make our lives a little bit better, a little bit calmer, and a whole lot more awesome. Now, let's be real. Communication can be a real roller coaster, right? One minute you're feeling like a smooth talking pro, the next you're tripping over your words and wishing you could take it all back. We've all been there. But what if I told you there is a powerful tool from Stoicism that can help you navigate those tricky conversations with grace and clarity? It's called Stoic Discourse, and trust me, it's a game changer. So, what exactly is Stoic Discourse? Think of it as a framework for communication that prioritizes logic, reason, and empathy. It's about expressing yourself honestly and thoughtfully while actively listening to others, even when things get heated. It's not just about the words we use, but also the intention behind them. Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoic Discourse that can seriously level up your communication game. 1. Choose your words carefully. Imagine each word you speak as a carefully crafted brick building your bridge of understanding with another person. Every word matters. Before you blurt something out, take a moment to consider its impact. Will it contribute to a productive conversation or create unnecessary tension? Remember, the goal isn't always to win an argument. It's about finding common ground and fostering genuine connection. 2. Listen actively. This doesn't mean just waiting for your turn to speak. Active listening involves truly paying attention to what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Make eye contact. Nod your head, ask clarifying questions, and try to understand their perspective even if you don't agree with it. You know that feeling when someone really hears you? It's powerful stuff. 3. Focus on logic and reason. Emotions can run high during conversations, but Stoic Discourse encourages us to step back and assess the situation logically. Instead of reacting impulsively, take a moment to gather your thoughts, consider different viewpoints, and articulate your response in a calm and reasoned manner. You'll be amazed at how much cooler you can stay when you approach things with logic as your guide. 4. Empathize with others. Put yourself in their shoes. Try to understand where they are coming from, even if their views differ from yours. Remember that everyone has a unique story and experiences that shape their perspectives. A little empathy can go a long way in bridging divides and fostering understanding. 5. Be mindful of your tone. Our words are only part of the equation. The tone we use, our voice, body language, facial expressions can have a huge impact on how our message is received. Aim for a tone that is respectful, genuine, and open to dialogue. You want people to feel heard and valued, not attacked or dismissed. Now let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with friends, and someone starts ranting about a frustrating experience they had at work. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity and start agreeing with everything they say. But instead, try using Stoic Discourse. Listen actively to their concerns, acknowledge their feelings that sounds incredibly stressful, and then gently steer the conversation towards solutions or positive alternatives. You might even learn something new from their experience. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways from Stoic Discourse that can help you communicate with more clarity, confidence, and compassion. Remember, communication is a skill that takes practice, so be patient with yourself and keep striving to improve. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the power of Stoic Discourse together. Ready to embrace the challenge? I know you got this. Join me tomorrow for another dose of wisdom from the Stoic Way. Until then, keep striving for that inner peace and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.